Sea otters were almost wiped out by Russian and American hunters, but they've been reintroduced to Southeast and are expanding in number and range. Crabbers and divers say the voracious animals are decimating populations of crab and other shellfish they gather for commercial or subsistence use. Alaska natives are allowed to hunt otters but face strict federal limits on how they are used. Full pelts can be sold to other natives. Traditional products, such as clothing or regalia, can be sold to anyone. Representative Peggy Wilson, a Wrangell Republican, authored the legislative resolution asking federal authorities to work with state and native leaders to allow more hunts.
We're hoping that the natives can do what they traditionally have done for years and that they can be able to harvest them, use their skins to make other things so that they can make money. And if we just keep it to them, we're not going to over-harvest by any means of the imagination.
Wilson's resolution supports allowing whole pelts to be sold to non-natives, which is now illegal. She recently told the House Resources Committee that would boost harvests and lessen impacts on fisheries. Tlingit-Haida Central Council President Ed Thomas says the change could create problems.
The biggest threat is that if we were allowed to sell those pelts unaltered, you can pretty much guess if you look down here on South Franklin that they would come back as authentic native crafts made in Taiwan.
Thomas supports other parts of the resolution calling for a new federal management plan that increases otter harvests. So does Rosita Worrell, who spoke on behalf of the Alaska Federation of Natives, Sea Alaska Corporation, and the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Sea Alaska and tribal governments in Sitka and Petersburg are among those trying to expand pelt processing. Worrell says they're providing training and equipment needed to support a growing cottage industry.
We see sea otters as just one answer to trying to promote sustainable economies in our communities.
She says the current law is interpreted too narrowly. She wants native craftspeople to be able to make and sell a wider variety of otter products, such as teddy bears.
We have a number of our people that have been cited. We've complained vigorously about the enforcement practices. We have advanced ideas of co-management. But our idea really was to change the marine mammal law that would allow for the sale of contemporary items.
House Joint Resolution 26, Wilson's measure, was introduced last year. Its first hearing was February 3rd in the House Resources Committee. It remains before that panel. If passed, it will be sent to Alaska's congressional delegation and the Secretary of the Federal Department of the Interior. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.